Yeah, Masai Shabbos, when I was getting into the car, I realized I had that, you know, that feeling that you forgot something and you just can't think of what it was. So I was having that feeling that I forgot something. I couldn't figure out what it was. I was going through the whole list in my mind. And then on Sunday morning, yesterday morning, I came to Shachris and I realized I didn't have a sitter. I brought my talis and tefillin, thank God, but I forgot a sitter. So I've been davening from this thing. You've seen these devices before, yeah? So I've been davening from one of these devices. And I was thinking to myself, I actually wrote an article about whether you're allowed to daven from a smartphone. You know, they have these helpful apps. But there may be some halachic problems with using this as a sitter. Don't worry, my wife is bringing me a sitter tonight. I'm going to see her at a wedding. I'm covered from here on. But are you allowed to use this as a sitter? So to make a long story short, there are a couple of issues. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to daven in front of begadim hametzuyarim, which are like nice pictures and tapestries, because it's going to distract you. You're going to be looking at how beautiful the tapestry is the whole time instead of focusing on davening. I would think if a tapestry is distracting, then certainly a WhatsApp coming through or an email coming through as you're in the middle of davening is certainly distracting, and that is one of the issues with davening from a smartphone. How do we solve that issue? Airplane mode. Airplane mode solves that issue, right? Because then there won't be any notifications. Another issue, Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to daven with something that you're afraid that if you drop it, it would break, because then you're going to be so focused on hold, like a baby, for example. Babies break when you drop them. So I would think that that a cell phone, maybe a person would be afraid to drop. Well, mine, I'm not really so worried about dropping, because it's in a very protective case over here. So maybe that would not be such an issue for me. Another issue that may come up is that there's a principle called Ein Kategor Naseh Sanegor, that if you use something to do averos with, you shouldn't do mitzvos with it. On WhatsApp, maybe I'm telling Lashon Hara all day, you know, to all my friends, using this very same device. So I'm going to try very, very hard not to do that, so it won't be a problem with Ein Kategor Naseh Sanegor, to use something that's used for an avera instead for a mitzvah. And one final issue is that there's an issue of Maris Ha'ayin, that if other people are going to look and are going to see that I'm using a smartphone to daven, they might think either that you're allowed to use a smartphone to daven always, even without turning it on airplane mode, because you can't tell that my thing is on airplane mode. It may just look like I'm scrolling through my emails or I'm checking the scores of last night's games. You don't know what I'm actually doing with this phone. So that might be an issue of Maris Ha'ayin or Chashad. And that's why I'm announcing to everybody that I'm using it only on airplane mode. I'm not getting any notifications. Only the sitter app is open. There's nothing else. And if you do that, in such cases where you're stuck, not when you have a sitter, but where you're stuck without a sitter, then it is the next best thing, because it's easier than trying to remember all of davening by heart. We should continue to daven and do so with kavana, and all of our tefillah should be answered. Everyone have a great day.